You're listening to The Craig Carlisle Show.
104.5 WCJP.
Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
What up, Ms. Parker?
Welcome to The Carlisle Show. I always got this thing. I got to remember what show I'm on. We got two different shows running at two different times. And I'm like, okay, what show? We just got done recording too on the other show. But here we are. Here we are. And every day, hope you guys are having a good time. Just make sure. Are we recording? Now, hear me out there. Yeah, we're out there. Let me double check. Yep, we're out there. We're live, having a good time. In studio today, we actually have, in honor of and respect for Breast Cancer Awareness Fund, we actually have a survivor, a fighter in the house today. We have Sharon Cunningham, and we have her husband, Zoltan Cunningham, are both in the house today. And we're going to talk a little bit about her struggle, her triumphs, her victory, and her thoughts behind where she's at, where she's been, where she's going. And you know, we'd like to talk, have real talk. In this and have a good time. So ain't nobody gonna be trying to hold back. So all right, Sharon, look, can you have tissue? If you bring your tissue out, you can have tissue. Or just, you know, say shout out to, you know, Sharon as well. So you can call us up at 646-668-8485 and we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back with Sharon Cunningham.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC. Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
Does your business need to rank higher on the Google search engine? Do you want everything that your company touches to turn to gold? If you've answered yes to either of those questions, you need to contact Bright Media House. Generating relevant customer leads is critical to increasing sales and growing your business. By figuring out which online sales and social media marketing channel to use and how to use them can be overwhelming, especially when you have a business to run. Digital marketing is something every business owner and marketing manager needs as a part of their strategy. For more information, go to www.brightmediahouse.com or email us at info@brightmediahouse.com.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC.
And we're back. And welcome to the Craig Carlisle Show. And again, if you want to be a guest and call in on our show today, again, this is a show where we just have, you know, real talk. And nobody had trying to be fake or fraudulent. And I was so ultimate for this show. I've becoming more and more, you know, friendly because I'm so used to my recorded, you know, syndicated show where I can go back and fix something. So if I sneeze or drop something, I can, you know, I can go back and fix it. But this is live radio. And again, if you want to call in and be a part of the conversation, you can call us at 646. Sharon, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Afternoon. Afternoon. Yes. It's after 3:30 Eastern time. So all those on the west, on the east side, we say afternoon, and those on the west side, it's afternoon too. So talk to us about your story. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You are a survivor. You are. You and my late wife were great friends. And tell us about, how did you even find out that you had cancer?
How did I find out? Turned 50, went to have the mammogram. All I got, back and have the ultrasound and biopsy and that whole, from April to now.
Wow.
Yeah.
April of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like this new. So you have not been dealing with this two, 3 years.
No.
Bang, bang.
Yeah. So what did you, I know it had to have been shocking.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't run in my family. Nobody ever in my family. But with breast cancer, it's 1 in 8 men have a possibility of getting breast cancer. No rhyme, no reason. You know, I'm finding and learning. If we diet, might have something to do with it. Weight is an issue. But yeah, just shocked the heck out of me.
Amen. I mean, so what do you do when you get that? Now, when you went to the doctor, did he call you right back and say, "Hey, let me check your, you know, thing"? Or I mean, how does he even tell you?
that was the shady part. It was shady because they, like I said, they called me. I did the mammogram. They called you. Oh, you have an abnormal mammogram. Do your biopsy and, you know, all that. They actually called me. Just, I have Kaiser, but they've been good. They've been, you know, other than this, they, the nurse called me up. She said, yeah, your biopsy came back that you have cancer and ductal invasive carcinoma. I'm like,
that wasn't English in any stretch.
Yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, okay, you try to be happy. And I knew that I was expecting a phone call because they said, okay, we'll call you around this time, this day or whatever. So I was kind of expecting a call, but I wasn't expecting the result of that phone call. And I wasn't expecting, you think, okay, they're going to call you and say, come in and see your doctor. No, she gave me the news over the phone.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was actually, I had just dropped my youngest daughter off at school, and I was sitting in the parking lot, and I just called Zodia, and I was like, okay, you're going to have to come get her because I got to go home. This is just all kind of emotions, just kind of everything start playing in your head, and you're just like, okay, now what? You know, what's next?
Yeah.
What's, you know, what is this going to look like for me? So that was the start of my journey, and that was, yeah, probably the end of March, because then I had I had a bilateral mastectomy on May 12th.
Mm-hmm.
May 12th, I had my complete mastectomy. And so from, like I said, from March to May, and here I am now. Still, you know, recovering, and you kind of go through the process, and I've done chemo. And just that's been my process.
Now, for some of those out there who have any experience with, you know, cancer rescue, they got on and took care of things, and it's like you didn't have much time to really process.
Mm-mm.
What happened, mm-mm, where you are, and it's like you bought a car. You just came, well, you don't buy a car in a whim, and we get home, it's like, oh, damn, we bought this car.
But they push it, though.
They didn't take the car back, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she called you, what did you do? I mean, where were you when she called you?
I was driving. She was in the parking lot, and I was driving. She called me crying, and I already knew. Because we were expecting the call.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting that result, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, it doesn't matter my family.
Exactly. So when she called crying, I was like, wow. She didn't have to say anything, but she told me. And I remember, dude, stay cool. She's like, hey, did you get collared? I got this. And then once it kind of set in, and I was just like, wow. Just a million things went through.
Sure.
It's very scary.
You know, who wants to hear you? You hear the C word.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that. I mean, I can imagine with Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just that whole, and that's kind of what I always think back to. It's like, okay, love Sandy, but she's not here.
Right.
She had cancer. I'm like, oh,
right.
Is that going to be me? I mean, it's two different cancers.
Sure.
But cancer is cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
And, ugly.
And it treats everybody differently, and it has no rhyme or reason, and it affects so many.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't just affect me. It affects my family, my children.
Sure.
And how are they going to react? How, you know, how is he going to react?
Story.
Yeah. How did you tell? I can't imagine what that even looked like.
So,
we saw some social media posts going back and forth.
So that was a backup. So me being me, I'm thinking, okay, when they had abnormal mammogram, I was like, okay, no big deal. That's standard, kind of can happen. And I wasn't going to say anything to Zodi at the time.
Mm-hmm.
At that initial, the first call of mammogram part. And then when they said I had to do the ultrasound and the biopsy, I ended up telling them, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, no big deal. I still hadn't told Devin, and I hadn't told any of the kids.
Ooh.
Colin was kind of still around because she was young. I'd take her to school, so she was ear hustling. So she knew something was going on, but she didn't really know.
Yeah.
So when he took me to go get the biopsy and the ultrasound, he puts it on Facebook. And then Devin and Jordan start calling me. I was like,
firestorm.
I was like, oh,
but wait. So you posted that before telling the kid?
I thought we thought.
Ouch. And the kids thought that y'all pissed us and lost your mind.
It was a
And then they got mad at Colin because they're like, well, Colin, you know, because Colin was there with us when I had the other time. She's like, but Colin's my secret keeper.
Yeah.
She's like, well, it wasn't my place to say anything. I'm not going to tell it. You didn't tell it. I'm not going to tell it.
Oh.
So, they were pretty pissed off.
So you guys took the trip to New York. Now, what was that? Was that like to smooth things over, or was that
that was March, April. We did New York. New York in
July.
May.
No, what June?
No, I had
July, right?
So Jordan had surgery in May. Jordan was home from May for the surgery. That's when she just moved to New York. So I had surgery like on one day. That next day she leaves to go because she moved to New York.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go over well at all.
No, that was, no, we were.
No, no, no. Oh, no, no. To her not have been able to be with you
yeah.
very long.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that ain't going
well. Yeah, no, that was hard for her. And I think that was, she actually, I think, was probably, I think she took it hardest.
Yeah.
Because I'm close with all my kids. We, you know, you have a different relationship with these kids.
Yeah.
But Jordan is my one that's my, she's my middle girl. She's my strong, my rock. I can, you know, she'll tell me everything. I tell her
she's
everything.
She's a soldier.
Yeah. So for her not to be able to be there with me through what I had to go through, just the healing of just the bilateral part, mm-hmm. that was hard for her. And I couldn't help her move. She was moving from Arizona to New York. And I usually do those moves with her.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I always watch your posts before this because you guys would go to Arizona like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Jump in the car and ride.
That was our getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps me. Like I we were in Arizona seeing my oldest, Shane. What was that? August or mm-hmm. August, September or whatever. We had mm-hmm. gone out to the city. And we have been back since. And that's only been 2 months. So I'm thinking, dude, I need to go.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
So
Jordan's not in Arizona now. She's in New York.
Yeah.
So the process was, so I had surgery. And then after you do the surgery, they want to know. Because then they say, then you got to do your treatment. Okay, you had your, my day, okay. You,
wait. So they didn't do no treatment first? They just came in just, okay, we have surgery.
So they, you have, you know, breast cancer. And then you go meet with your, well, for, in my case, with the general surgeon, because the tumor that they saw was so small. And it was still kind of early. So that you meet with the general surgeon. They say, okay, this is, you know, stage, what your stage is. It's, for me, I was estrogen positive, progesterone positive, HER negative. So that's the better one. If you got to have one, that's one of the better ones.
Okay.
But it's still hormone driven.
Okay.
So that, so they tell you that process. And so you do, what are you going to do? Do you want to do a lumpectomy? Do you want to do remove one of your breasts? Do you want to do a complete mastectomy? So they
just
give
take
you,
a lump.
You know, they give you the options. Okay, so if you do a lumpectomy, then you have to do the radiation and then you have to do chemo.
Okay.
If you take both your breasts, then possibly you have to do chemo, be radiated. It's like, and I was like, and so it was something that I had to really figure out what I was going to do for me.
Sure.
Yes, I went to my
mm-hmm.
kids and I tried to tell my family, you know, to get, you know,
input
from everybody.
Yeah.
And I just, like I said, for me, I decided I didn't want to have to worry and think, is it going to come back to the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they say it doesn't spread,
sure.
Your mind is an awful place and
yeah.
it can play some tricks on you. And so I just said, you know what, let's go ahead and just remove both. You know, let's go. So that was what I decided. And they kept saying, well, we need to know, you know, you have till this date. No, I'm thinking myself, no, I'm in a rush. Let me really process this and get it finished.
You found like in March or April, they wanted to do the surgery like that next night?
They want to push everything. They tell you you have time, but you need to hurry up and make your decision. And then they lay everything out for you. Okay, you can do 3 months with 4 treatments, and you do 6 with 8. You can take a lot of people and they tell you, you don't have to have, they let you know what you have to have.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, we get to pick
what you
anything goes at it. I'm like, it's not a game show.
That's a smorgasbord.
Really?
So for me, I decided to do, like I said, the both. And that's okay. Took the breast out. I had 3 lymph nodes removed. One of my lymph nodes tested positive. So then when lymph nodes are involved, that's a whole nother.
Okay, so help those in the audience. So those, again, you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show. We have an in-studio guest. We have Sharon Cunningham and her husband, Zoldan. Cancer survivor, fighter. What does that mean when you say your lymph nodes are involved? Because I don't have a clue.
Your lymph nodes, you have lymph nodes in all 3 of your body. Your lymph node carries all everything.
It's your highway.
It's your highway.
Okay.
And so when it's in your lymph node, it can carry and go to other parts of your body.
Next.
Got it.
So for me, I had one in my lymph node. They removed it. It was small. But that changes your... It changes your whole dynamics of your treatment.
Okay.
So I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to just take the breast off and I'm done. I'm cool. I ain't got to do nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have to have chemo. I'm like, chemo? Brother was like, we're not doing no chemo. So once I decided I was going to do chemo, I hadn't told Jordan because Jordan was one that was like, no, Mom, mm-hmm. you're going to change your diet. You're going to go completely plant-based, no meat, no dairy, no this. We're going to do the cannabis. We're going to do all... Everything else that
you can do cannabis.
And even though she wasn't there,
yeah.
she was on every phone call in the doctor's office.
Raising hell.
Telling them what they needed to do.
Yeah.
So when we went to New York,
yeah,
that was kind of my segue to let her know, okay, Jordan, I decided I'm going to do chemo.
Okay.
That didn't go well.
Wow.
And I was the blame.
Now, I wonder where the Rays of Hell came from, which side. Was that Zoltan? Is that your side or was that Sharon's? Because Sharon's so quiet.
That's Zoltan's side.
Okay.
Okay, me, most of the time. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. She's the type that'll throw hot oil on you when you sleep. So don't be fooled.
But so that was kind of, that's how that New York trip kind of came about. Was it was a getaway to kind of prepare me because I was starting chemo probably that next week or something.
Okay.
And again, Jordan was going to be there to kind of, you know, so she actually didn't talk to me for like a couple of weeks. So she said she had to process. Like, mm-hmm. Hell, you got to process. This is me. I have to go through, but whatever, go ahead and
yeah,
well, you know, you process and do whatever you have to do. But so that's it's still a process.
Yeah.
Still something, like I said, I just finished chemo. My last treatment of chemo was September 12th, so I'm still, and chemo is
nasty.
Yeah, chemo is nasty, but chemo is, and the kind I had, TC is the abbreviation. Now, what they, Taxotere is another one, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
And so I only had 4 treatments, and I went every 3 weeks. But chemo treats everybody differently. Everybody's body relates, does something different. Everybody's chemo and everybody's treatment is going to be different. So I did the chemo, and the first couple of bouts, cool. I was like, oh yeah, I got this. This is no problem. That third, and usually, so you do it, one day, but then that third or fourth day is when you really feel your fatigue and all the other stuff kind of sets in. By that second one, okay, it kind of lasts a little longer. That third and fourth one, those are my boogers. And my fourth one was probably the worst one. I'm still, like I said, I still have the lingering effects of the body aches.
Mm-hmm.
One more, not the body aches, but the leg aches, the fatigue, the tiredness. I had lost my taste buds. Low, you know, I'm cooked.
Yeah.
And I couldn't taste it. I was like, oh no, this is for the bird. I would have people bring food, and I was like, they seasoned it? It was me.
Yeah.
You know, so, but again, chemo treats everybody differently. Thank God I didn't have the nausea. I didn't have the diarrhea. I didn't, I didn't lose my hair. And that was after exactly two weeks after the first bout of chemo.
Mm.
I lost my hair, and I had long hair.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And so even before that, so I came back from New York, and I ended up cutting my hair before I started chemo. Cause I was like, you know what, chemo's not going to take my hair. I'm going to take my own hair, my own time, my own way.
That's good.
So I went to my best friend late at night. Okay, Felicia, cut it off. Let's go.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, bye, Felicia. So we, cut it off, and that,
How was the cut, though? Because I know, like you said, you wanted to take your hair and let cancer get it. How did it feel? Because you've had long hair since I've known you.
Hotel in a month.
Yeah, because
that was
always
me.
New. You know what I'm saying?
Especially I fell in love with her. Down to butt.
I thought I was going to be very emotional with it. That my best friend let her cut it for me. But once I cut it off, I was like, damn, what took me so long?
I've been trying to get her to cut her hair off since Toni Braxton came up.
Are you serious?
So,
yeah, she's always wanted the shortcut.
God.
So he didn't know that I had went to go cut my hair.
Oh, so when she came to the house, what'd you say?
She didn't know. I almost cried.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
For those of you who don't know, Zoltan is he's like the linebacker. You know what I'm saying? So for Zoltan to cry, like 15 hangnails, you're like Ronnie Lott, the fingers hanging
that
out.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? And you get the last little stitch.
And that's
the
favorite person is Ronnie Lott.
Oh, yeah. That's everybody's favorite person.
Yeah.
So it was
emotional. It was, it was not just rub her head. And, I said, we got this.
Yeah.
We got this.
So how are you working now? You get doing the holistic stuff. How do you get your strength back? I mean, for a person who's getting ready to look at doing chemo, how do you help them get stronger?
Like, everybody's different. Everybody's journey is a different journey. For me, and I'm not ashamed. It's legal. I do the cannabis. Well, no, I don't smoke. I do the oils. I do a CBD oil with a low THC because doing the research and my kids and Zodi, you want to educate yourself.
Sure.
And again, what you ask the questions, you talk to different people, find out what's working for everybody else or what maybe has worked. But for me, because my cancer was hormone driven, I've heard and saw some studies and still doing some research on it. Anybody out there, if you know something, call me up. But THC, they say, feeds hormones or does something with the hormones. So I'm not supposed to have something with a lot of THC.
Kind of what they say.
Yeah, so it's kind of what they say. But I do the CBD oil at night.
Okay.
Just to help me rest and kind of relax my body and it helps me to sleep. I've done a lot of, I'm doing a lot of natural holistic things. Again,
okay.
diet is key.
Okay.
They say dairy, you know, and with our food industry now, they're just feeding us, they're feeding us horrible food. And you look at cancer is more common. Cancer is the old folks' disease.
It is. It is.
And we have more young people getting cancer and breast, and not just breast cancer. You know, I know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I say every day it should be awareness.
Yeah.
You know, it's something. Again, I go back to Sandy.
Yeah.
The kind of cancer she had, it's, you know, you figure Sandy had it, Monica had it. There's so many women. You have Karen with pancreatic cancer. There's so many different cancers out there that we need to be aware of. What can we do different? What should we be doing? How can we help and encourage each other? And some people do it in silence. I haven't been silent in my life. Like I said, I go to church when I know I'm going to have my segment. So can you guys go ahead and look at my breast now? Because they're about to be gone. Yes, I'm going to do the cannabis. I tell my family. You need to get you some.
Some cannabis. We'll put that in the offering plate. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. You know? Well, no, I'm sure. I'm just saying. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come right back with some more of the with Carlisle. I almost said the show name. I almost said the show. What do we have? The Craig Carlisle Show. Yeah. We're talking about that. When Snoop was listening to that, he came up with some cushion. We all home here, right? But that's all right. You listen to the Craig Carlisle. Exactly. This is the Craig Carlisle Show right here on Parker J. Cole Network, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
I'm listening. The question is, are you listening?
Sometimes.
Why are you listening all the time? The show ain't over
now. How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202 or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
Who you hire as your realtor matters. You need a realtor who looks out for your best interests and not their own. Marie Clark with Allison James Estates is a full-time realtor, specializing in helping first-time homebuyers in Temecula and the surrounding areas. She is also a ministry leader. Today, why don't you choose Marie Clark to buy or sell your next home? Please call 951-265-6259.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
And welcome back to the Craig Carlisle Show. And someone was talking about this. We're going to talk to the Cannabis Nation right now.
I'm going to start a lot of coke.
A call to get my passport. Oh, what are you doing up in here? What you getting that up from?
It's legal.
I understand.
It's legal. And it has, and that's the misconception because it's old school.
Yeah.
It has such a negative
connotation to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not pressing.
Well, you think about cannabis, we used to smoke weed, right? We're all in the car, the car all smoked out, and we just, you see people laying in the corner on pot.
Exactly.
No, not that.
We have the medicinal value of it, right?
Part.
And you see the folks cooking with it in there.
And
their
it's
food.
Huge.
Yeah. Because it's more like a taste than an herb, and you can take the high side of it out, right?
Yes, you can remove the THC.
Yeah.
And you can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just finding, I was just going over some information. A doctor from Israel, who's they've identified just so far, they've identified 500 kinds of cannabis strains that fights all different kinds of cancers.
In our bodies,
just scratching.
We have cannabinoids in our body anyway.
Really?
Cannabinoids that are waiting to take in, you know, the substance that you need to help heal your body. So it's I mean, CBD has been patented by the government for 20+ years.
They don't want to let you know about that.
No.
To actually help you, you off of the medication.
Back in the 1800s were cannabis based.
Yeah, folks were getting healed then.
Yeah.
Because
cancer's
like, hasn't been. I mean, look, it was the old folks' disease.
Right.
Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, you got cancer? Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's all, it's pretty much, because I'm not going to say 1%, but it's they're finding that it's pretty much connected to our diets.
Yeah.
What we're ingesting.
Well, I like fried chicken, so can I try it?
No.
Chicken?
Man, look,
they said chicken is probably one of the worst
foods you can eat.
You think they're not chickens anymore?
It's so unhealthy.
Really?
You're better off eating beef and pork.
No. Are you serious?
Because, again, the hormones. Even with your beef and your dairy, they're ingesting that stuff with hormones. And
the chickens you're eating aren't even a year old.
They're
about 6 months
as
old.
As big as they are?
As big as they are. We one of the holistic places that we go to, she introduced us to pasture meat. Pasture.
True pasteurized meat.
And it you know, you look at a pasture chicken in size compared to a chicken you get from the market,
it's
half the size.
Really?
It's half the size.
So how do you, okay, so I'm going to give the phone number again. You're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show. If you want to call in and get some information or pass some information on, you can call us up. 646-668-8485. That's 646-668-8485. Yeah. How am I going to get the good food? Because when I look at Zaki Farm, and I ain't going to Zaki Farm, but the other people at the grocery stores.
You either going direct to a pasture meat company, or you can, a lot of times we find
they're at the farmer's market.
When you go to some holistic places, they use it. And there are even places that you can go online and they'll deliver.
And what about the place that we always, you know, Whole Foods and Roots, Sprouts, and all that?
They have some good things, but you have to ask for specifics. Of course, it costs a little more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
I think we went, there's a place in Temecula that we went where I first got my first pasteurized true chicken. I think I paid $29 for chicken.
It was $25.
I got 5 mouths up in this house.
Yeah, we don't want to go. You know, this is our thing. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, because we're not.
And we're not experts. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we didn't decide to just switch everything overnight.
Sure.
You know, we switched the water that we drink.
I got a water bottle here.
Again, the studies that we've done and just the research that my kids have kind of, you know, thrown to me, they see for cancer, to fight cancer in your body, supposedly, you want to alkaline your body as much as possible. Drink
it's
alkaline
very
water.
It's comfortable for cancers to survive in an alkaline body. But there's foods, vegetables, and waters that you can use.
Now, say that again so I can make it clear. If you alkaline cancer cannot.
Very uncomfortable, and it will, in most cases, it will not survive.
Okay, so is there a water brand out there that is an alkaline-based water brand that we can buy in the store, or is it we got to go somewhere?
Ruth has bottled water. Costco has alkaline water. But I was referred to the lady that I meet with in Temecula, Artesian. It's a health food little spot that I go to. Shout out Pia. But but she has Palomar water, is alkaline water. And
really?
And it'll let you know. And like I said, with a lot of these health food stores, even sell water. They have it where you can set it up in your home now. But again,
you get the Kangen water.
Is that Kangen water?
Yeah.
Is that the same stuff?
And they say that. But again, none of this is, you know, proven. It's not tested. So I'm not saying, everyone will drink this and you're going to be cured of cancer. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
It's just, this is for me, what I'm doing for my body, for myself and my family. And, you know, God, if God's will is going to be done at the bottom, at the end of the day. But I want to try to do whatever I can do to improve my, not just, you know, to cure cancer, you know, because the cancer is gone. You know, they removed it.
Sure.
I did the chemo. They wanted me to do the radiation. That's all another story. I'm not doing radiation. But it's a personal choice for everybody. And you have to figure out what's best for you, what's going to work for you, where are you going to be comfortable.
Sure.
I'm not battling cancer anymore. I'm just looking to live a healthier life.
Sure.
And you're not going to get information from your doctor. Because when you go to all the doctors, whether you go to the plastic surgeon who was involved, the brain
oncologist,
the oncologist, they all, it's almost their script. They all say, there's no study. There's no studies on that. There's studies. You just aren't saying anything. You might not necessarily know about them.
Because the service is cheaper. And then now the price has gone up. Because I want that show, Bong Appetit. You just watch that? Because I want to find out about it. I want to become educated and not just keep throwing stones at all. Don't want to be a pothead. Well, you know, I got kids. You know, then with my wife passed away from bone marrow cancer, said our doctor told us that that was hereditary. So I need to know, you know, is that going to be passed down to my kid? I need to know what the markers are and what the what I need to be looking for.
Yeah.
Because Sandy, they told me she was passing away. They said, oh, you know what? She probably had cancer about 15 years before she actually saw herself, because bone marrow cancer, only when it shows itself, it's really late.
Yeah.
At that point.
Right. Yeah.
And she used to always say, hey, I got back flavor or sciatica or the degenerative disc disorder. These were the diagnoses she was given.
Yeah.
But when I got to the last scans of her brain and spinal column, I told her, oh, yeah, doctor, well, you know, doc, she has this, she has this. And she's a girl. Your wife got bone marrow cancer.
Wow.
And nothing wrong with something in her spine. And the she has the eye. The cancer had just eaten her vertebrae out completely. It's like Swiss cheese. Some spot where she was complaining about the vein, the tumor there. Remember, she had that patch on her. She went, we went in August and had an issue. That was the cancer coming through.
But again, that's why it's important that people educate and really ask questions.
Sure.
And you know, go to your doctor, ask the questions, and have the test. And again, it's because of the food that we eat and just the lifestyle that most people live. Go. It's not just, like I said.
You have to educate yourself on all kinds of levels.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we're finding.
Now, did you guys do the whole self-check? Did you self-check yourself every year?
No.
Okay.
Like I said, I turned 50 in October. I'm about to be 51. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
But I, you know, so I, October, like I said, I probably went, whenever I went to go have my mammogram. But I didn't do, again, cancer doesn't run in my family.
Yeah, so no.
I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't, don't look, I've never had a negative mammogram before.
Sure.
I'm 50. Why are they going to start now?
Yeah.
I didn't do that. But a self-exam is important because a lot of times mammograms might not pick up all tumors.
Mm.
Again, it depends on the cancer.
Sure.
Depends on where it's actually located. You know, mine was, you know, surface and it was found that way.
Yeah.
Now it's found. What's mammograms? What's mammograms?
Z, do you go get that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. So
did I used to? No. But now I'm like, Doc, February, I'm coming to holler at you.
I'm mad at you. Yeah, I'm not mad at you. I haven't been in 2 years. But before that, I used to go every year at this point. Like, you know, you need to be around for this.
I got him back.
Did you really?
Oh,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So, some question. So, when did you notice that you could taste something? Because they were gone, and you kind of like gradually, were they gradually gone?
A couple
gone?
Weeks ago with that corn.
Wait, I don't remember what I had. I had a taco.
No. You had Mexican food.
I had Mexican food. I could taste, and I'm a Mexican food eater. Jordan, if Jordan is listening, Lauren, Jordan, it was a vegetarian taco.
Make sure you didn't have no beef or turkey.
You know, gradually. We used to babysit. But I think, so after my fourth chemo, I think it lasted about a month before a couple of weeks. It was a couple of weeks after once I had finished the chemo and my taste buds actually came back. But it was they just kind of came back. I was like, oh, I could taste. Like, I could taste the salsa. I could taste it. It was just good. And then I had some corn. My other corn looked, that's a whole nother, like, yeah, I got them back. And it was good.
Now, how was it, now, for the person who's going in to have chemo, how was it to eat without being able to taste? I mean, I can't even imagine. Because people say, hold your nose and you can imagine, right? But I can't imagine what that was like.
You can't imagine. You know, it's eating was overrated for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay. And again, for me, that was just for me. Because some people with chemo, they might have the nausea, and some people gain weight because, again, it depends on what they're actually, kind of chemo they're getting. If they're getting the injections, just all the other steroids and stuff that they give you. So some people actually gain weight. For me, I lost weight.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a taste buds. I just didn't. I was like, nothing tasted good. I didn't have a desire to eat.
Sure.
Liquid diet was my friend.
So you just ate to live.
Yeah.
Basically.
Satisfy the calories and kept going.
And just kept going.
Wow.
And tried to. I do a lot of supplements. I do have some natural supplements that I take. outside of my cannabis, my CBD oil.
Got it. Now, to help educate folks, that what do you have to put on your tongue? Do you put it in food? Do you put it in your skin? I mean, I don't know what it is. To me, it's like, is it?
It's for me. You have it in brownies, or you can get the, you know, you can get it in your food. You
all edibles.
All edibles.
Water.
Yeah. Water.
Coffee.
No.
You can have coffee.
Yeah.
I have coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's so amazing. For me, I do the oil, the CBD oil, and I put it underneath my tongue at night. And I just, it's nasty because it's just not the best taste and stuff. And I just wash it down with a juice.
Okay.
So that's my cannabis.
Like I said, we've even just trying to figure out, you know, just trying to get involved in everything, just trying to see what it is. And we're not trying to glorify cannabis and smoking and any of that. But I mean,
education is key. It's important for people to do your own research to kind of and find out what's going to work for you.
Well, I think the important thing is you want to not worry about the stigma. You have to find out what's healthy for you because it's a plant.
Yeah.
Right? It's a green that you're supposed to have had and you can take. Then if a green plant-based diet is key, then
it's alive.
It's alive.
Somebody saying it made sense. It might have been on Facebook and they were talking about plants. The things that you eat in a plant-based diet, it's alive. It's still alive. It's still working. But what we eat meat-wise, it's dead.
It
stops growing when it's dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, your body's trying to process this dead stuff. Yeah. And I never even looked at it from that standpoint.
Well, they say in our body, in our colon, sometimes holding with something like 7 to 10 pounds or more
exactly
of undigested waste. And I'm thinking, okay, if we bought the food, the meat, it might have already been questionable anyway on its expiration date by the time we ate it. And sometimes we let it sit around outside. So sometimes our own, you know, food preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take a food prep test, so I understand that what not supposed to do. So let the food cooling. So we make ourselves sick on the food just for how we care for food.
Exactly.
And then we let it sit in our body.
And then that's where your lymph nodes come in. So they said that your GI track is so important because you want to be flushing your system out on a regular. You want to drink the water. You want, you know, the sugars. Cancer feeds off of sugar. I don't care what kind of cancer it is.
Sure.
It's going to feed off of sugar.
Sure.
So you get the sugar out your diet.
Yeah.
Processed foods. Processed foods are horrible.
But they said if you get your gut in check.
Oh man.
Jacks you up, right?
Yeah, because I'm still going back to them cakes you used to bake.
I haven't made one of those in a while.
No.
No red velvet.
Because that used to be Shane's thing, too. You make red velvet. Shane's handy.
Listen, everything in moderation.
I understand. You know, I'm with you. So we go.
That cheap sales completely.
What's you be sharing her CBD stuff?
No, man, I was, you know what, man? Okay, you know, I'll be transparent. it was funny. We went into a dispensary for the first time. We were both pretty nervous.
Yeah.
Because we were like, man, we're supposed to be, you know, we're going to get arrested. Not realizing it was legal. But we go in, man, and we realize you have your people that you figure probably don't have a whole lot of, you know, medicinal uses, but smoking. But
cannabis,
Yeah. And then you got people that have, I mean, you have people on oxygen that are in there. You have old, young.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, cool. So a lot of times, they give you stuff for free just to, you know. So we were just strictly in for CBD, maybe some, there's an oil called a Rick Simpson oil. It's called RSO, and it's supposed to be really, 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 it's a high potency,
high
level. And it's you ingest it, and the studies that they have on it seem to be really, it's doing some wonders for people.
Like they tell you, it's so strong. They tell you to start out your first, you have to gradually for like 60 days, take half of a grain of rice.
And she did a half of a grain of rice and it laid her out.
I was like, okay, I can't mess with the RSO.
Yeah.
But how do you even do that? I mean, half a grain of rice? I mean, no, you chef, you can do what you do. So
the way it comes, it comes in a little syringe and it's really thick. It almost looks like earwax. And so you just squeeze out just a little and put it on. For me, I would put it on a blueberry and just swallow it whole because it's that has a high potency of the THC.
Okay.
And it has the CBD. But whatever, however you make it and however it's condensed because it's bud. But it's a whole process.
Okay.
But it's very strong.
And it kind of flushes you out. Well, let me, before I forget, because you know my memory's horrible. So I told her, I said, I would share, and I go through this whole process,
yeah,
the food and everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're
okay,
about that part.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I said, okay, cool. She did it. So give you things.
Sure.
So I think at one of them, they
didn't drive it. When you
oh, no. I could hardly walk. so we got to the, you know, we got home, and she had stuff, and they just leave you off. So they gave a bunch of pre-rolled drinks. And I was never a weed guy,
yeah,
in high school. I never liked to be in a position where I couldn't. I was aware. I
yeah.
wanted to be in control of my situation
sure.
all the time.
Sure.
So that was never my get down. So I figured, oh, yeah, things have probably changed now. So I think when she brought something home and I decided to go in the backyard and smoke, I don't even think I made it in the house before. And I was like, and they were all gone. I was like, okay, Lord, if you let me get past this, you let try it, I won't do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what these kids are smoking on a daily basis, but it's nothing like what we were smoking. Like I said, I was never big on it.
Yeah.
So what little I did, I wasn't, you know, high 30 minutes and I was cool,
yeah,
you know. But this stuff, I was like, I don't understand. Maybe that's why it's curing people. Cause
well, here's the thing. Again, you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show, and we're starting to educate people, and we're going to laugh and joke and make light of it because it's fun. And it's sometimes it can be a squirrely topic and make you feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Right, but we're not going to try to hide it, right?
Exactly.
So those of you who are naked, you know, medicinal, or marijuana, period. You ain't got to qualify. It makes like it's medicinal marijuana. It's marijuana.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's going to be just like any other, or not going to be. It is like any other medication right now.
Exactly.
Right. It's on the market. I can get a prescription for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can go. I don't have to hide. And the cool thing is,
In California.
And some other states. Start
mm-hmm.
right now. So
mm-hmm.
right now, those may sell hippie Californians.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We it makes our body better. We'd rather have, you know, whoever. My kids go into a dispensary where I can get, and I know it's being made to a high quality, high grade.
And it has to be tested.
It has to be tested. And I don't have to worry about going to some dude off the street.
Exactly.
Trying to get it, and they're like, oh, looking around, am I going to get busted? Are they
exactly.
going to get busted? What's in that, you know, right there? And there wasn't so many options.
Right.
So right now, we're able to take advantage of the option.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now, you guys have already said, you have to do it in proper dosage and be very
mm-hmm.
regimented about it,
mm-hmm.
because you're not trying to be laid out, because both of y'all can't be laid out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That part.
We're trying to be healthy.
That part.
So again, when you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show, we're going to take another quick break. Park, I know you're out there somewhere. I know you'd like to take the break, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC. Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202 or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC.
And we're back to the Craig Carlisle Show. And again, we're having a great time here with the Cunninghams in the house. And we're talking about all things push, puff, puff, pass. No, we've been laughing, having a good time. Again, We're just trying to make sure we're educating people. Well, you can make your own, you know, going to get weeded up and stuff.
Exactly.
But if it's going to help our bodies become better, help those who
plant-based,
those who are getting, who have cancer, just struggling for cancer, or just are being free from cancer, just stay free. That's what we're trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
If you want to enter the discussion, please, you know, please join us, 646-668-8485. That's 646-668-8485. Now, we were just talking, oh, so just uptight. Like Morris Day, he used to always say, what? Some folks, he's just too tight. You know, got to get down like, you know. So anyway, we might get sound tonight. But anyway, we're not going to say that. Lyrics today. But I mean, when you think about it, right? You said you were going into the dispensary, kind of sneaking around, but looking around, it might see me coming in, coming out, coming going. But like you said, this is legal stuff. You're doing it for a medicinal purpose. You have the right to be there. Legally and medically to be there. How do we continue to help people? Because your story is powerful. People would think, oh my gosh, Sherry, you can hide, girl. I didn't think you would be that way.
I go to church, I tell the pastors, I'm telling you, you need you some CBD.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's amazing how people, when you're open and transparent, folks, people get transparent with you. And it's a lot of folks that I know that are, you know, have the arthritis, they have the back. You know, and they're all using the CBD, the creams, the salves, and so they're using all these things, and it's helping them.
Well, the CBD is, for some people that don't know, CBD is just like a derivative of cannabis. You have CBD, you have THC. THC is the psychotropic part, the high. The CBD is kind of more of the medicinal, and then in some cases, you know, they say that the CBD works better with some THC.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can get it where you're either doing, you're going to get high, you're not going to get high. So when she jokingly tells the pastor, well, you need to get some CBD, and said, no, well, he's not going to get high.
Yeah.
It's going to help, you know, inflammation and digestion and joints and, you know, it helps with your joints and stuff like that. So,
and sometimes, and that works, okay. It might not work.
Yeah.
Like I said, everybody's body reacts to things differently. You just, but again, educating yourself and knowing and figuring out what's going to work
for you.
Well, so it helps you become real, right,
yeah.
with where you are. Because you said something real key. You shared your story that you would take, you know, some CBD, plant-based marijuana stuff. It's like, they'll say, oh, it's okay then. Because they didn't come to you and say, oh, girl, this is what I'm doing. You should try this.
And it never crossed our mind
until
she got cancer. Yeah. We were just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, holy bad. You need taboo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then when it hits you and you're like, you know what? I know what this chemo is about to do to her body. I know what radiation is going to do.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's something else that we could possibly, that's not going to be so rough. Well, I may be ignorant. I haven't heard anybody overdosing on RSO or CBD.
You don't hear any car accidents, anybody being high.
No.
Well, not that we know of, but I'm sure some.
Yeah, but
it affects your judgment, but at the same time.
True, but and you probably have those people out there who are stealing prescriptions, stealing stuff for people who have
their
medications out there getting high. You know, we get that. I'm sure that does happen. What happens with alcohol?
And there's some negatives.
And it happens with other drugs.
Yeah.
You know, because I was working out with my trainer yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how the kids nowadays, you know, that whole millennial generation, there's that cocaine is their drug of choice right now. It's the popular thing.
Wow.
And I'm going to throw from the
You're
saying
cocaine
wasn't popular in the 80s and the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2000s, you had to have a high tax bracket to get yourself cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's become the way. And it's like, okay, what are we doing? What are we saying with that being the case? Now it's because cocaine is tough to get, and it's no longer popular. And
probably.
Because, you know, cannabis, you can go get it. And even when you look at it, it used to be marijuana. I'm going to get some joy. Now it's cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marketing tool. It's a medicinal medicine over the counter. I can go get this.
Yeah.
And the whole want and go get it. Live in Menifee. You just smell it.
Yeah.
Smoked out all the time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You don't smell it come around nowadays.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's the thing. When they make things legal.
Yeah.
They usually do it for a reason.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the next big cat cow.
Yeah.
You know. They're talking about $1 trillion industry. So I mean. A lot of people that are.
Well, maybe we'll get some fun. We get a business.
You know what I mean?
It's medication.
Yeah, and like I said, we're not trying to promote any negative. No. We're just trying to figure this thing out. I mean, like I said, we people are just scratching the surface with this.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I've read some stuff. You know, there's a lot of things going on with some of these scientists and these doctors in Israel that have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
You know, one doctor's been doing it for 50 years, and he's been talking about it for 50 years.
Yeah, and they've just now started hearing.
And now they're just starting to try to hear this guy.
Yeah.
So.
But as you go this path, you know, of recovery, because that's where we are now. It's just a recovery path.
Yeah.
Getting stronger, you know.
Yeah.
Help somebody out there. What was surgery? Was it post? I mean, how does that feel?
The scariest part was just knowing that you had cancer.
Yeah.
That's in the surgery. When I had the mastectomy, that was a breeze. Like, oh, this is it. It's like, okay, you know. But just just knowing that I had cancer, knowing that it could. I'm trying to do whatever I can to prevent it from reoccurring, because it can reoccur. Because none of the tests that they give you, nothing is guaranteed.
Right.
It's, you know, you got to follow that record.
Sure.
So nothing is a guarantee. So just knowing, again, within your mind plays so many tricks on you. You can think that negative stuff, and you're just like, okay, what do I have to do to make sure this doesn't reoccur? So I think that's more so the fear per se. You don't want, again, like, okay, God's grace is sufficient.
Sure.
I can't live in fear.
Sure.
I have trust and stand faithfully on His promises to heal me, to completely restore me.
Sure.
But still, I'm still human. And that flesh still comes in, but that mind, that tricks. And
so how did you keep yourself when you had those moments? I ain't mad at you. Well, that's a good point, because there's moments when I look at you now, I look at Zoltan. Y'all look like, oh, y'all got this handle. This is easy. So for those people out there who are watching your face and seeing you stand and look at your smile, how do you make sure they say, you know what, I'm on the inside, it may be raining. How do they help you communicate with them? Well, how do you communicate with a person like yourself? Because some folks don't know how to talk to you anymore. So they just don't know what to say.
And I think, I think for me, because I'm so transparent, and you never know what you might get from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm to the point now where I can be honest with people and say, you know what, today is not a good day.
Sure.
I feel, you know, I'm hurting today.
Sure.
Where before, at the very, very beginning,
sure,
it was joke and I could laugh it off, and you know, that was my way of dealing with it.
Sure.
Now I'm to the point now, okay, yeah, you know what, I'm not feeling good. But I can still keep a happy face, and I still know that I have the joy of God. And I think for me, that's kept me. So many people that are praying for me, people that are encouraging me. I have so many different women that I can reach out to. Again, at the church, there's
so many
women that have gone through the breast cancer that have reached out to me.
You never knew.
You just know. People you believe, like, I didn't know. Oh,
okay,
wow.
So help me understand that, because maybe that's where I fall short. Because I've heard, when I was standing down, I know I couldn't find people on one hand, let alone part of a finger, that had been through what I had been through.
Because people aren't trying, and especially because you're a man, probably, people didn't know how to approach you. They didn't know how to reach out, and that's what I always get on him for.
Sure.
You have to open yourself up and go ask questions. You have to be willing to let somebody, you know what, I'm hurting today. Pray for me.
Yeah.
You know, what, again, because people know what I'm going through, so they, the person, I guess, that, again, you never know what you're going to get, and I try to be as open with what I've gone through, what I'm going through. It is.
Yeah, but you were that lady that owned the restaurant. You were simply sharing. You were the chef. I mean, oh my gosh, I can't get no more good food because Sharon can't taste it. So what are we gonna do now?
What are we gonna do now, bitch?
Right. I mean, so that was. But I guess being transparent, what I had heard about, I was like, oh no, not Sharon, because again, my situation was different. Right, you know what I'm saying? So you're a survivor, you're there. I don't know what it is to have a survivor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what that looks like.
But that's why the dialogue.
Yeah.
People need to communicate. People
yeah.
should have been, you know, even when Sandy was going through what she was going through, I was really just kind of frustrated.
Sure.
Like, more people need to be coming out and doing more. They need to know with me and Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know, we were a tag team. Like, where's everybody else? Where's your, and I know people were there, but I don't think people really, and I know Sandy was private. They want me, people, but when I had my street,
I know I saw that social media.
had tons of photos. I was like, come on, you want to come on.
Yeah, because I was like, I reached out to your social media. I was like, well, we're going to wait till the wave kind of comes down. There's a lot of folk out there right now.
Just, yeah, just and like, I didn't want to tell people, you know, I was like, but again, it makes you grateful.
Sure.
To realize you have that many people. Because yeah. I know she would come home sometimes like, so-and-so had cancer, and I talked to so-and-so, and I'm like, okay, that's got to be good for her because she has somebody there that can support her. Like I said, it's cool for people to say, I'm sorry, but you want to talk to somebody.
And they almost look at you as you, oh, look, she has cancer. That's, you know, what they said earlier, that pity face. Yeah. Oh, she has cancer. And so, you know, you don't want to have that look of cancer. Mm-hmm. What does cancer look like? But it looks different on everybody because I can look, and I look fine.
Sure.
You know, but people, you know, I do hurt.
Yeah.
I do have my moments of, you know, like I said, I have the leg pains. I got cankles because my, you know, the chemo, I'm still trying to get it out of my body. You know, I because they took lymph nodes out. Once they take lymph nodes out, whatever stuff they take the lymph nodes, I can't have anything done on my right side anymore. I can't have blood pressure done. I can't have blood drawn anymore on my right side because they took lymph nodes out. So everything has been done on my left side.
As a result.
So now I have shitty veins. I can't give blood. I can't, my hand. I have no veins. They have to have ultrasound sometimes to find a vein. And when they do find it, I might lack chemo. They had to find a vein, and they go, look, I still got track marks. You see, I got bruises.
You look like you've been doing some drugs.
Yeah, the police pull her over. She's going to jail.
No, I'm like, whoa.
But they, my last chemo, they found, you know, they had a good vein because, you know, it's intravenously.
Yeah.
And my vein collapsed. Through chemo, and so they had to rush and shut it off, and so I'm looking at my arm, and it's swelling up. I'm like, oh.
So those who don't know what that means, I mean, if your vein collapses, I mean, you have that needle in there pushing medication, and the vein's supposed to have its own size, and if it just boop, shuts off.
I got chemo going through my
just regular skin.
Yeah,
just
so
just running through.
So we caught it, and they, you know, I was like, okay, it's burning. You got to come turn this thing off. Something ain't right. And so they said, thankfully, it wasn't the taxotere. Is one of the ones that I had, and then the other one was a side, whatever it's called. So it was the C one that I had, and so they said, thankfully, it wasn't the taxotere that had got in my arm, because then I would have really had nerve damage and could have problems. But
my goodness, you guys would not believe this. It's almost, it's not, it's been like almost an hour.
Get out of here. That was fast.
All right. Anyways, you were listening. I apologize. I'm as the host, I'm the watch of the time. I keep thinking, I must have played too many.
It was good. It was good.
Too many.
You said dialogue.
Yeah.
We were just talking.
No, okay. So we have another minute. So you want to say just a few.
You're looking for it?
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you listening, we have 30 seconds left, and I can't get this thing to act right today. All right. We're going to have to let it break today. We'll have to come and do it again. You're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show, and we're going to do it again. The system's not acting. We'll let me act.
We'll come back.
I hope you've enjoyed our show today. We've had a blast doing it. Make sure you check out the Craig Carlisle Show every Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, on blogtalkradio.com. If you've missed an episode, check out our archives. You won't want to miss it.